This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Colorado's members of Congress had different reactions to President Joe Biden's State of the Union address. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Colorado's Democrats said they liked Biden's focus on what he's already been able to get done legislatively, from infrastructure to helping veterans. And they appreciated his call for both sides to work together to tackle important issues, like the child tax credit or lowering health care costs. Republicans countered that Biden's address twisted his record and did not demonstrate leadership. Congressman Doug Lamborn said in a statement that the nation is, quote, in peril due to Biden's administration and that Americans are suffering under failed liberal policies. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Black ranchers in El Paso County say they've faced racism in their community. CPR's Lucretia Wembley explains.
Courtney and Nicole Mallory were arrested on felony warrants Monday. Nicole was released from jail within an hour. A judge ordered Tuesday that Courtney be held on a $6,000 bond. With help from the NAACP, he was released Tuesday night. Both face felony stalking charges filed against them by neighbors, but the Mallorys say it's a ploy to get them to move off their ranch. They say they have found some of their livestock slaughtered and their property has been damaged. Several restraining orders filed by the Mallorys against neighbors have been dismissed. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis wants his administration to address rising energy bills. Here's CPR's Sam Brash.
He directed his administration to get more families into payment assistance programs. Long term, he says Colorado must break its reliance on natural gas.
The market sets the price, but there's a lot we can do to make ourselves more immune to that in the future.
Over the summer, natural gas prices spiked largely due to the war in Ukraine. The cost is now far cheaper, which should help reduce heating bills over the next few months. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
And you can come to CPR.org for more news. You're listening to CPR.org.